Good morning. Well, US markets did remarkably well last night, considering the backdrop of the continuation of tit-for-tat trade dispute between the US and China in the past 24 hours. In fact, investors had their first chance to react to two things in overnight trade. The first was the Trump administration's decision to apply additional tariffs on another $200 billion of goods making their way from China into the US. That's effective next Monday. And secondly, China's decision to retaliate, whacking tariffs on $60 billion of goods bought from the US. So initially, this certainly did push the US markets lower. That did not last very long, and the Dow Jones and the S&P 500 did enough to recoup all of the losses we had in the prior day. So the Dow Jones up 0.7% or 184 points. The S&P 500 was up in the order of 0.5%, and the Nasdaq not doing quite well enough to make up for yesterday's losses, but at least it made a bit of a difference with gains across all of the major tech stocks, including Amazon, Microsoft, Apple, Netflix, and Google's parent company, Alphabet, as well. So part of the reason why we did see a bit of a bounce back was that the tariffs weren't quite as bad as some had feared. So yes, the US is applying tariffs on $200 billion of goods, but it was only at 10% to start with. The China's decision to retaliate was just a tariff of 5 to 10%. Again, not quite as bad as it could have been. So certainly not a step in the right direction, but at least markets responded quite positively. Proof of this as well was how markets sold off defensive stocks. We had the telcos, healthcare companies, property stocks, some consumer staples as well, losing a bit of ground, and treasuries went backwards as well as far as prices are concerned. Now, there was a bit of company news about last night. One of the best performers in the US was Ferrari. It rose about 4%. The Italian car maker announced plans to build 15 new car models in coming years. Ambitious goals as well for profits to almost double in the next 4 years and for margins to improve too. Visa and MasterCard both jumped by as much as 2% overnight. They've agreed to pay $6.2 billion to settle a long-running class action which kicked off in 2005. Basically, retailers were unhappy with fees they were paying when accepting card payments in the US. Tesla, one of the big losers, it dropped back by about 4%, and that was because the company's facing a criminal probe in the US over comments made by its boss, Elon Musk. Basically, last month, he said he's considering taking the company private for $420 per share. At the time, that was a 20% premium to what the company was valued at the market. That triggered a rally in the share price, but then basically a week later, it was made quite clear that he wasn't maybe as far into the process of taking it private. Commodity prices mixed last night. Oil was up, iron ore flat, gold down, and BHP and Rio were both up slightly in London. So no real clear lead for our miners today, but the Aussie market is still pointing to a strong improvement on the open. SPY futures up 29 points. That's a gain of about 0.5%. So if we do manage to hold on to those gains, it would be enough to erase the losses yesterday. No major economic news out today, but there is a speech by the RBA official, and the Aussie dollar is at 72.1 US.